How's it going, everybody? My name is Ryan. Welcome back to the Daily Nerd Devo. So, for those who don't know me, I'm something of a sports fan. Not the biggest, but I'm fairly knowledgeable, and I do love a good YouTube highlights compilation. I love me some NBA basketball for the slam dunks, the blocks, the sweet, sweet crossovers, and a good, entirely too far out Steph Curry three-pointer. I'm not such a huge basketball fan that I own a ton of like memorabilia or really actively follow the sport, but I do own one jersey. It's an Atlanta Hawks jersey. I live somewhat near Atlanta, but this is a different kind of jersey. This is what's called a city jersey. The teams do these each year, and each jersey specific to the team commemorates something specific about the area they're from. I'm a big fan of the Miami Heat's city jerseys. They've often done them. It's sort of a slightly different logo, and the jersey, instead of being the Heat's normal colors, is a very bright and flashy blue and pink, reminiscent of the 1980s Miami Vice sort of style and era, and they look super cool. The Atlanta Hawks jersey I have is also a city jersey. It's the 2020-2021 season city jersey. And instead of the normal red and yellow and white of a Hawks jersey, it's black and gold. Instead of saying Atlanta Hawks on the front, the jersey, which has Trae Young, the Hawks star player's number on it, says MLK. At the bottom of the jersey is a recreation in stitching of Martin Luther King Jr.'s signature. It's done in honor of a incredible, fantastic man who is easily gone way too early, and what he did and what he means for the city of Atlanta and the culture of that area and of a lot of areas. Dr. King's an interesting figure to me, and the day I'm recording this is MLK Jr. Day here in the U.S. It's a holiday we celebrate every January in memory of roughly when his birthday is. Recently, I was listening to Tony Talavera from the Nerve Godcast preach at his church, Sanctuary Longwood, near Orlando. Go look him up on Facebook. Listen on Sunday mornings if you don't have another church or you're home for a week. I think you'll enjoy it. Tony made a statement, and I'm going to approximate it, but it stood out to me. He was talking about us as Christians, us as a community, and he said, "We're the ones who are supposed to do better." That hit me like a ton of bricks, because as Christians, and I'll include myself in this, we don't always do better. I don't always do better. I'm not always who I'm supposed to be for other people for what it means to them to see God through me. Dr. King was that person. He may have been most prominently remembered as an activist, but the man was also a minister. He loved God, and he loved people no matter who they were. And he wanted the best for them, no matter who they were. In his I Have a Dream speech, he quotes several scriptures, including Galatians 3:28. "There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." We as Christians not only are supposed to be better to those around us in the world, but we're supposed to be better to each other. And I think sometimes, myself included, we struggle. But I want to be better. We're supposed to be better. I want to be some part of who God wants me to be. Not for me. Because when we become Christians, I think very little of, maybe not very little, but a big portion of our lives going forward from that point aren't about us. They're about other people seeing God through us, through our actions, our words, our attitudes, how we treat them, no matter who they are. We can be better. We're supposed to be better. It's what Tony expects of us. It's what Dr. King expected of us. It's what God expects of us. So as we go into this new year, because it's still January, I'm not always big on New Year's resolutions, but I want to be better. Not just for me. Not just because God wants or expects me to be. But because people deserve better. and we can be that better for them. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos, subscribe to the podcast, or come hang out with us on the Facebook page over the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo. And until next time, remember, we're the ones who are supposed to do better. And we can. And we should.